portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Confusing. It sabotages common sense.
Bring it out, Vic. Petros and Money live. There it is everywhere on the iHeart Radio app going until 5:30. Another 2+ hours left because, yeah, you're hearing Jacob Miller. This is our second hour. Already had an hour of great sports talk on a flex alert. Why? Because the Dodgers are starting 15 minutes early. In San Francisco. Tim Cate's going to be along at 5:30. He's going to have to go an extra 15 minutes with Dodgers on deck because it is a 6:45 p.m. first pitch up in San Francisco, which is their regularly scheduled start time this season. So a big thank you to Wayne Cook. He joined us at the very end of the last hour, just in that very last segment. And we are awfully excited, P, about a football game this weekend at the Rose Bowl between Ed Orgeron, who joined us a little bit earlier this week, and Chip Kelly's 1-0 UCLA Bruins at a 5:30 kick on AM 1150.
Hang out with Cates and Wayne and Matt Stevens in Lot H and make sure you stop by the Coors Light Chill Zone for a chance to win $500 located on the north side of the stadium on the golf course. And I think we don't have to go through the whole routine, but since it's 3 o'clock and we've already been on for an hour, and if you missed the first hour of the show, you could podcast on the iHeartRadio app for your smartphone. But I think we should play the Todd Lights Frogman monologue from Scarface, the great PA man of the Dodgers, and then into, like we did to start the show in last hour. But this is our normal start time. And then the Dieter Ruhle C-Lab organ, which is inspirational, doesn't even begin to cover it, as we have the Dodgers-Giants playing tonight. What do you say, guys? Can we do it?
13-5? What are you, nuts? We still got to take that Florida, man. You know what that's like these days? You got the Navy everywhere. You got frogmen. You got the EC2s with the satellite tracking. You got the Bell 209 assault choppers up the ass. We're losing one out of every 9 loads. That's no duck walk anymore, let me tell you. Forget about money. What do you suggest that's reasonable?
Well, what's reasonable is C-Lab, of course. Come on! Fabulous stuff from great people. I don't know if Matt already broke the news. I think he did. It's going to be a David Price Longman game. But Corey Knebel is going to be able to be the opener as the Dodgers get started in San Francisco tonight. And if you're going to San Francisco, make sure you wear the flowers in your hair.
And the hazmat suit on your body.
Oh, come on, man. It's
poop
not that.
And needles. Poop, poop, and needles.
Okay, let's get it going as the show must go on. We have Vasse joining us at 4. We're going to be on all the way till 5:30. Why? Just because the Dodgers got peeled back like 15 minutes.
Why?
Indeed. But it's time for the number of the day.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Number of the day is 4, and I'll ask for an advisory panel here from those of you that aren't me on the broadcast as to whether or not this is going to exceed our cowboy quotient and
That's
quota.
That's me. I'm one of those people. I'm yes. not you.
Am I going to exceed the cowboy quota on the AM570 band and the iHeartRadio app, AM570 LA Sports icon, if I do a quick Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys NFL football number of the day? Anybody? I think Kate's mentioned earlier he was listening to Colin. Has he already filled our quota for the day?
Well, Cowherd talked UCLA. I mean, he stepped into our arena. You know, he's tried to talk some UCLA, LSU.
He's
so, yeah, I think you're
you're good.
I think
good.
That door's wide open yeah. now for you, yeah.
Hard Knocks just concluded earlier this week. The final episode aired, and 4 episodes of Hard Knocks in the books. And
I
as
couldn't get through 2. I got through about 2 1/4, maybe.
I got through 3/4. 3/4 of 1. I did not get through 3/4 of the season. I got through 3/4 of 1.
After seeing him salt the sausage, I was, you know, pretty much done.
It's not going to get better than that. You got an owner who's worth billions of dollars pulling out salt for a fast food breakfast biscuit. It's going to be hard to top that. But also, in that opening episode was something completely asinine called Mojo Moments, where Mike McCarthy played a 30-year-old film clip from one of the most dated and no longer funny characters in the history of cinema, Austin Powers, as a vehicle to celebrate his players doing extraordinary things on the football field. And he wanted to call them Mojo Moments because Mojo was one of the signature sayings of Austin Powers and Dr. Evil in that, again, horribly dated and no longer funny film. But now that Hard Knocks is over and the cameras have packed and left, in his presser today, Mike McCarthy was asked about what life is like post-Hard Knocks.
Oh, okay.
And he said, much better, because now I can be genuine with my players. And I would say, no matter how embattled you are, no matter how many critics said, this guy looks like a buffoon. Like someone who's going to get fired 3 weeks into the season.
Well, I mean, players, you don't have to relate with a guy on the Austin Powers level to play hard for him. It wasn't a good look for him, I would give you that. But
I would say if you don't feel like you can be genuine for 4 weeks of training camp because some cameras are following you around that you have complete 100% editorial control over, you're a buffoon. If you have adjusted the way you are coaching and communicating to your players over a month of the training camp season because Hard Knocks is following you when
well,
you can
likes
tell them
the cameras. I mean, we talked about it with the Chargers people, but you probably shouldn't reveal. I mean, no one's genuine in front of the camera, but you probably shouldn't say that.
No, you can. Again, they will never show something you don't want them to show. Ever. They have complete, ultimate say over what goes on and what does not go on the air. And if I were Mike McCarthy, I would have told him, hey, that Austin Powers thing really fell flat. let's cut that thing out.
That's really why you're attacking him. I mean, attacking him over the Austin Powers thing. It's not about what he said. It's about still thinking Austin Powers is funny.
Hey, I got one last opportunity to revisit that because after today, that ship has sailed.
I mean, what year was it? Maybe 2-3 years ago, I got that mole removed, my big mole. And I was like, yeah, I got my mole removed. And then every once in a while, somebody would be like, moly, 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 mole. I'd be like, you know what? Would you just go away? It's...
24 years ago.
Do I make you horny?
4 years ago, Austin Powers has not. Some films age well, others don't age well, and others are Austin Powers.
Yeah, baby.
$1 million. Do you want to go through them all? Do I make you horny?
Would you like to shag me?
There you go.
It's time for the number of the day, a word of the day, real quick. Just real quick.
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
As predicted with the college football season, I'm taking an F1 hiatus after the red flag race at Spa, Francorchamps. Nothing happened. I mean, they never really raced.
It wasn't a race.
But this weekend, we do have the Dutch Grand Prix in the Netherlands. The Red Bulls have the advantage in the qualies, and it's Max Verstappen, obviously's home Grand Prix. So it is going to be a very exciting event. There's no doubt about it. There are fans there. Zandvoort is said to get the pulses racing. Unanimity, Matt, among the drivers, that they love the old school layout there. And it's all going down at 6 bells. We'll have a full F1 report next week, I'm hoping. But 6 o'clock on Espen on Sunday after all the college foosball.
And appreciate Kimi. These are our last few races we have with him.
But we'll be able to give him the victory lap, so to speak, around F1 as we go on.
Where's he going, by the way? Is he going to NASCAR? What's he doing?
I think he's just going to retire.
He's going to the MLS.
Ah,
New York Red Bulls.
Huh?
That's where all international superstars go when they retire.
I might jump and try to work for them if he was able to do that.
Let me be your PR director. Kimi, we need you again. Come here, you got to do radio. Kimi, we need you for TV.
Reporter, Kimi, talk to us about your retirement. Why do you think this is the right time to retire? Kimi's answer, why not?
The best.
All right, it's time for the song of the day.
This is the song of the day.
Ta-da.
The Streets of San Francisco is our song of the day. The television theme song to 1970s crime drama series from Henry Mancini. Because the Dodgers are in San Francisco with some drama of their own. Deadlocked with the San Francisco Giants for first place in the NL West as they begin an important 3-game series at Oracle Park for the weekend. And it all begins this afternoon with your Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck show with our good friend Tim Cates that's coming your way at 5:30.
Michael Douglas on that show?
Yeah, a young Michael Douglas and, was it, Carl Malden?
Yeah, Malden.
The great Carl
nice
Malden.
Carl Malden. Beautiful.
All right, well, I don't think that's a nice thing to say about Carl. We'll be right back with a Pac-12 whip around.
They're tweeting, they're on Facebook, Instagram. Interact with the show at am570lasports.com.
For you, our loyal listener.
Petros and Money continues now. Now, 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 now.
Home of the Dodgers, AM570 LA Sports reminds you if you're not near a radio but desperate to hear, because look, it's Labor Day weekend, maybe you're out partying, you can't get near a radio, but you're out enjoying yourself, you can always hear Dodger games through the iHeartRadio app. Download it. Hit the AM570 LA Sports icon while the Dodgers are playing, and you will get Dodger games as long as you are in the greater Los Angeles/Southern California area. There is a geofence, but if you're inside of that and you're enjoying your Labor Day weekend and you want to hear how the Dodgers are doing over this 3-game series, remember, download that iHeartRadio app, hit the AM570 LA Sports icon, and listen to that great Dodger baseball. And also, if you're going to barbecue, speaking of Labor Day weekend, how about spicing it up? We are your spice show of record and the official seasoning of the Petros and Money Show, Chef Merito. Have you tried their salt, chile, and limon? Vic just talked about it. Perfect addition. You want to put it on fruit? Great. Veggies? Great. To get them extra spicy, Chef Merito available at Vallarta. Food for
life.
And a produce up.
Okay, sabor. All right, it's time for the Pac-12 whip around, everybody. So let's whip it around. Here we are at week one of the college football season. Feels a lot better than a year ago with the schools and leagues dealing with a lot of COVID chaos.
That's the truth.
Not as much now with vaccinated players, and you don't have to contact trace your whole O-line if somebody gets sick. And you don't have to test healthy people. So with full schedules to be played, it's time to get it cracking. College football whip around in the Pac-12. We had 2 games last night. Utah ran over their in-state cousins from Weber State 40-17.
Couldn't believe it.
The senior transfer Charlie Brewer made his Utes debut, got his work done. I loved what he did the last few years at Baylor. Brewer had a good night in the wet Salt Lake City air. Threw for 230 yards, 2 touchdowns. One negative is they gave up a kickoff return touchdown, and the stakes will be considerably higher next Saturday when BYU and Utah face each other in Provo for the Holy War. Come on! Also, Arizona State cruised to a 41-14 win over Southern Utah, the T-Birds, who just got their ass beat by San Jose State 5 nights earlier. Talk about making money.
Come on,
getting your
man.
Players killed.
Come on.
You know, San Jose State's pretty good, too. That's the thing. And then you take ASU on. They ran for 225 yards on the T-Birds, six TDs, and the Devils, and the Devils Digest generated 4 turnovers, but they had like 11 penalties in the first half, and they were both sloppy performances from ASU and the Utes. How much of those games did you see, Matt?
Not much.
I did watch the Big Ten. I did watch some of that there Ohio State-Minnesota contest.
The one Pac-12 game tonight features the Bears of Northern Colorado in Boulder to get destroyed by the Buffs. You know, that's Ed McCaffrey's squad. The CU Buffs will have a different level of competition next Saturday when A&M, the Aggies, and Jimbo come to Folsom Field. But I think the Buffs will win this one big, obviously. Thwack, thwack, thwack. Are you going to watch that one, Matt?
I'm watching Votech, North Carolina right now.
Okay. That's uncool, Matt. Carl Durrell's on that sideline. You used to interview him.
You know what? I'm going to read the recap, and I bet I'll find out how they won 60-6.
Okay. I think it's going to be more like 40-9, but okay.
Oh, yeah? You want to put a little something where your mouth is on that?
Maybe. Before we preview the SC-UCLA games, let's run through a few other league games. Stanford's opening of the Little Apple of Manhattan, Kansas. That's an FS1 game at 9 a.m. Is David Shaw happy about that kick?
Not much.
Hopefully this is the year the Cardinal can finally reestablish its identity as the dominant run team they were of yesteryear. Coming off a 4-8 record in 2019, David Shaw guided the Trees to 4-2 last season, and it feels like they've taken a step in the right direction on the farm. I think Stanford will beat Kansas State 27-17, but I like Kansas State.
Well, you've always liked Kansas State.
I still like Kansas State. Thwackety thwack! Oregon, the Ducks. Promising team, Mario Cristobal. Gotta find a quarterback. Game's gonna be a lot of one-way traffic. Fresno looked great last week against Connecticut. But the physical identity of Oregon under Mario Cristobal is good. And they'll be able to push Fresno off the ball. The Ducks win big here, I think, 45-10. And then they'll prepare for next Saturday's 9 a.m. kick in Columbus, Ohio. Ohio State susceptible? We'll see. C.J. Stroud was up and down in a crazy environment in Minnesota last night. Ready for another game you're not going to watch, Matt?
I might watch the start of that Oregon-Fresno. Oh, it's on Pac-12 Network. So
not much.
Oh.
I can't.
Thwack, thwack, thwack.
I got a login. You got a login you can share with me?
Oh, by the way, Stanford K-State is at Jerry's World.
It is?
Yeah, so enjoy that. It's
seems
not
like an odd game to be played at a 90,000-seat venue.
What do you mean? Are you saying that Stanford doesn't have a bunch of ravenous alums all over the country?
I can't wait
to get into Jerry's World?
Stanford was undefeated in the final week of the season, and they didn't sell out the farm.
Well, I was there.
You saw it with Anna. It was for a big game. You saw it with your own, too.
So you're saying that no one's going to be there? What about the Kansas State contingent?
Yeah. Is there a direct
AT&T
flight from
Stadium,
Manhattan?
9 a.m.
Jeez.
So corrections and retractions, not the Little Apple.
Corrections and retractions.
The Montana Grizzlies will take their beating in Seattle tomorrow, Matt.
What the hell?
What do you want from me?
Southern Utah Northern Colorado. What are we doing?
Montana?
Montana, what are we doing?
Dylan Morris is going to start again for the Dogs. But all longtime Husky fans want to see the lefty freshman Sam Heward get in the game. He is Damon's son and Brock's nephew. The Huskies, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say they put up over 40 points on the Grizz.
I'm going 50.
But what are we doing, Matt? UW travels to Ann Arbor. They travel to Ann Arbor, Michigan to play the Big Blue next week. What do you want?
Not the Grizz. That's what I want. I want... Come on.
All right, all right.
You wanna outdo the SEC while they're playing Mercer in New Mexico State? Play games.
Well,
play
here
games
we go.
That people want to watch.
Yeah,
here's
I'm not
a game.
Gay, so just it's a lot of people who are.
We didn't say that anybody was gay. UCLA. Let's thwack it over to the historic Arroyo Seco. Thwack, thwack, thwack.
Now we're talking.
UCLA takes their 1-0 record up against the LSU Tigers at the Rose Bowl at 5:30 on Fox. And on AM 1150 with Tim Cates and the QBs at 3.
Now we're talking.
Spoke with Coach O the other day. His team has been displaced from their Baton Rouge home base.
That's the truth.
For about a week now. LSU will bring plenty of anger and confidence and talent to the table. UCLA is going to have to bring an angry mentality as well, and they're going to have to grow in confidence to make up for their lesser overall talent level. But I'm going to pick this as a very close game and take the LSU Tigers 31-30. Thwack, thwack,
oh,
thwack.
Son of a bitch. Oh.
Dumbass, dumbass, dumbass.
Well, I don't think that's cool.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, I heard Vic earlier take UCLA. You'll be surprised.
That's the truth.
Did he?
He sure did.
Wow. Maybe I ought to rethink this.
Man. I heard Tim Cates.
Wow, man, freaked out.
Talking to Fred Rogan earlier and Rodney saying that he heard Colin Cowherd take UCLA.
Man.
I heard Tim say that on the radio.
Well, I said it'd be close.
You see the marks, it couldn't be anything else.
I'm really excited to see how San Jose State plays in the Coliseum, Matt, when we thwack on over to South L.A. $500
big.
Gets you the right to not tailgate.
Where's that game being played?
Cali.
I
don't know if the players call it that anymore. I believe the Spartans will be ready for the moment. They are the defending Mountain West champions. And they return almost everyone, except for a couple of elite receivers, Bailey Gaither and Trey Walker out of Narbonne. But their outside guys looked pretty good against the T-Birds of Southern Utah last week. USC will have the size and the speed advantage, but they have that nearly every week. The Trojans under Clay Helton usually find a way to play down to their competition, like games 1 and 2 last season of ASU and Zona that they were able to pull out. Now, USC should win this game 38-17.
But I'm
picking USC to win 31-30.
Ooh!
Just like LSU.
Ooh! Man, feeling good about taking those 14 points in the Spartans.
31-30, USC beats San Jose. 31-30, LSU beats UCLA.
For shame!
What's wrong with that?
Might as well be a loss if it's 31-30.
Saturday night, thwack! You're right. No, it won't. They'll be like, we have the heart of a Trojan.
We overcame adversity. That's a good San Jose State team, all right? Don't let the uniforms fool you. Them players on the inside of those clothes, man, can they play football.
Saturday night, I'm calling Reno. Actually, they just call it Nevada now.
Oh, I like when it was UNR. Come on.
I know, right?
That was the best. UNR.
Reno, the biggest little city in the world. About a year for every topping on this to potato bar. Nevada Cal. Games in Berkeley. Alex Faust and me. Cal will be tested by Nevada's experience and diverse offense. And they're always ready defensively, the Bears. I talked to a great modern-day Monarch, Nico Remigio, the captain of the Cal offense, just a little while back on the Zoom. Sent his love to all the Pride Drillers here in Southern California. And the great safety at La Mirada, Elijah Hicks. So a lot of fun to talk to those guys. And it should be a good game. No prediction here, as always. We hope for the most interesting and exciting game possible. Disfruten los juegos, everybody. Enjoy the games. And that's your college football whip around.
Wonderful.
For week one.
So we've got, if I may, just to recap. Winners include Colorado.
Correct.
Stanford.
I think they're going to beat Northern.
Stanford.
Yeah, I got the Ferd at the Jerry Jones Dome.
Oregon.
I got Oregon beating Fresno, but there are some Fresnos that don't like, they feel as if their nose has been put out of joint by that, if you know what I'm saying.
You got SC, but barely. Not by 14, but by 1.
31-30.
Washington big.
Big win for the Dogs over Montana.
You cannot call Cal Nevada.
Can't call it, kids.
You have LSU over UCLA.
31-30.
BYU over Arizona.
Did I pick that one?
No, but I'm assuming.
Yeah. I'm going to lay off Arizona until I see them. I heard their personnel problems are multifold.
Wazoo, Utah State.
And that's going to be a little tighter, Matt.
Okay. And finally, it's going to happen in West Lafayette between Oregon State and Purdue.
I got the Beavs.
Oh.
25-18.
Oh.
With Sam Noyer at quarterback, not Tristan Jebbia from Calabasas, whose hammy's still not ready.
Now the whip is complete.
Can they replace Jermar Jefferson at tailback? We'll see. But expect the Beavs to be better. Much like a lot of these teams, they have everybody back on the offensive line. And that bodes well for a football team. You might want to look up who has the most experience on the offensive line. Sometimes that'll tell you, you know, who's going to be consistent, if you know what I'm saying.
Here's to a hell of a first week of football. I thought that was a pretty, like, bold statement, you know? Like, that was something
you know,
out on.
You know, tried to catch the deluge in a paper cup, you know?
I did. Hey, now.
Get P and Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes?
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We started an hour early. This is hour two, almost 2 hours into our Frogman Friday show because of the wacky start time up in San Francisco. If you're used to a game starting after 7 o'clock in Southern California, no, it is a 6:45 p.m. start. We now know that Corey Knebel will be the starter for the Dodgers, but David Price will be the bulk man. And I know we're both a little distracted right now, because there's a little something going on in Flushing Meadows. And a certain Greek has authored another compelling match of tennis.
It is a four-hour marathon on ESPN2. Tiebreak, fifth set, high seas drama. Tsitsipas, the third street, seed. Alcaraz.
I mean,
Alcaraz is unseeded, Spaniard. And Carlos Alcaraz, 18-year-old from Spain, a real up-and-comer. Looks like he's 10 years old.
Oh, with that haircut? He's got the worst haircut on tour.
He is just taking it to the Greek-American right now. Or not the Greek-American, just the Greek. And I am suffering while watching this. I actually had to change the channel because I got so mad. I changed it to Law & Order. All right, I'll go back. But I'm not happy about it.
I mean, after a 6-0 fourth set, I figured Tsitsipas had used the bathroom. He got his illegal coaching. He came back out. All was well.
He hasn't done the emergency toilet. That's why he's going to lose.
It's time. It is time to hit the emergency toilet right now.
We need it bad right now.
Right now, emergency toilet at
4:03. Damn it, Tsitsipas. We're dying out here. This guy's going to beat us.
Emergency toilet.
Oh. All right, Matt. Since you were complaining about the start times just now.
They're all over the place.
Let's get to the Secret Textoso Rodeo Roundup. The Secret Textoso Line.
The Secret Textoso Line.
Sold out to Chevy.
Oh, poor Matt. I'm literally removing a rat's nest from a splice case on a telephone pole right now. My heart is breaking for you, Matt, you poor, poor little lad.
Hey, F you. How about that? How about driving it?
This one's about Fred. It's not Fred's responsibility. Tell Matt to get his ass to work on time. Fred doesn't take no S, Chris.
That's right. That's right. It was a 7-second segment. If you had any pride in your show, you'd recognize you'd recognize how irresponsible that was. And by the way, hey, Tim, are you there? Tim Cates?
I'm here.
Do you have an issue with all the start times, Tim?
Tim, was that scheduled? Were you scheduled to be on in that segment about UCLA, or was that kind of like an exchange? Like, hey, you do us a solid, I'll do you a solid and give you a segment of UCLA football.
No, that was scheduled to be on because Ryan Abraham from the USC website was on right before me. So it was like a USC-UCLA segment.
Who's off the air?
not us.
Oh, okay, that's good.
All right. You heard that, huh?
Yeah. I hear things. I got ears. So again,
you would assume Petros and Money Show, Tim Cates, a integral part of this show and its success, does a solid to Rogan and Rodney and gives them 15 minutes of UCLA football analysis. And all we ask is 2 minutes. Can you get us 2 minutes?
I strung it out, too. I asked him about his goatee. What did Chuck Henry think about it? I was really trying to fill time for you.
That's all we needed. If had he given us 60 seconds instead of 7, I wouldn't have looked like a complete schmuck. But again, perhaps it was intentional.
This text says, P, how do you still have a chair on the challenge? What you and Money do to Fred is nothing short of radio terrorism. Matt earned this ball sack tap.
I don't know. I agree with that completely. The amount of S we talk. Did that ball go out?
It's out. Yeah, it was out.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that. That is Kevin Durant. That is Kevin Durant. Foot, what, a half inch on the line. Brooklyn Nets don't go to the final. Alcaraz with a lob over the head of Tsitsipas. Maybe a half inch. He would have won the match. Holy crap. Now he's destined to lose. Now he's destined to lose after that.
This Greek. Oh, he just won. Damn it. Alcatraz just beat us. He's crying now, laying there. I'm disgusted with you, Tsitsipas. Fire your dad.
You know, much like Chris Russo told us, literal karma. That's what that is.
How dare you, Matt?
You go to emergency toilet that many times. God, I'm so far behind you with my app-based programming.
Alcaraz bears a strong resemblance to NBA Rookie of the Year LaMelo Ball out of Chino Hills.
Oh, that's a great call.
Right?
That is a great call.
Oh, Tsitsipas lost.
What channel is this on, guys? We may flip it on for you.
Espen 2,
huh?
Okay. Espen 2. I'm absolutely disgusted with my countryman's play. He's the third seed, and he just got knocked out by an unseeded guy at a 4-hour marathon.
And what was the difference today versus all of his previous matches? What did he not do today that he had done in all of those matches?
Have explosive diarrhea.
No emergency toilet today.
Should we go to ESPN and get a little... There you go.
And no question, this crowd in that stadium lifted the young 18-year-old to the finish line.
Boo!
You're smiling. You've got to be so impressed with the way
it's beautiful.
Welcome to the big time. And this 18-year-old, the crowd just embraced him, and he just picked up his game. That was absolutely brilliant to watch it unfold.
Incredible
effort. We still got Marty Fish alive in this one.
Amazed that he was able to find a gear.
And a little bit of history for Carlos Alcaraz tonight as well, because he becomes the youngest to defeat a top three player on the
men's
side since 1973 at just 18 years of age.
73!
What an embarrassing weekend for the Greeks.
Jeez. Well, you know what, P? How about this? It's not so embarrassing for the Greeks because Greek Fest Long Beach is happening right now. Right there on PCH in Long Beach, just between Bellflower and 2nd Street. Come on down. Embrace and celebrate Greek heritage
Greek Fest. I wish we could promote our Greek Fest at St. Catharines in Redondo Beach, but alas, for the second straight year, it has been canceled.
Well, and you know, down here they say we can see Orange County, so we're good.
Fair enough.
We may not be in Orange County, but we can see it.
We're
going to have the Greek Fest.
We're going to act like
we're
here.
What's wrong with his mouth?
Oh, he's Alcatraz? Just,
oh. Yeah, he does look like the Ball Brother.
That's the insufferable Brad Gilbert out of Pepperdine doing the interview now.
Look at that young man.
A kid with braces just beat your Greek guy? Wow.
This sucks.
Embarrassing. First your country goes broke, and now
more
this.
Embarrassing, more embarrassing than him having to blow it out, being called out by the entire tennis world for three two straight matches?
Hey, you decided to hold it in today, huh? You took that he took that liquid cork.
Oh, it's gonna be like a Dumb and Dumber when it gets in. David Vesey will come on next, talk about the Dodgers-Giants tonight. Matt said it's okay, don't worry about it.